All right, welcome back to Cloud Town, Season 3, Episode 2. We got a good one for you guys. Today was the trade deadline. So, I mean, we have so much MLB news to talk about. I mean, so much happened the past couple of days, especially today. And then we will have a little NBA topic to end the podcast. But I want to start off. The Padres made some serious fucking moves. So did the Sox. But I want to start with the Padres, and then we can go into the Sox. Today they traded for Juan Soto, Josh Bell. Those are the two big names, as well as some other minor leaguers. I just want to start off with Higgy, kick us off here. What are your overall thoughts on the trade when you saw it, and what are your thoughts on that roster?
I just think it's ridiculous. I think the five prospects that they sent to the Brewers to the Nationals was ridiculous. That's really going to help them, but at the same time, I don't know how, just the team just gets better every single day. It's insane. Like a lineup where you got Tatis coming back in like about a month. You got Machado already on the team. Cronenworth, second base, nasty. And then you add Soto and Josh Bell. Josh Bell's hitting like 320 with like 24 home runs this year.
Yep.
Soto's nasty. And then they add also Josh Hader, the closer for the Brewers, who, like, if you look at his stats, like, since he came up into the league, Hader, I think that was one of the biggest moves they've made that like no one really thinks about because it's a closer. But if you look at his stats, like since he came into the league, and you look at all the stats of every single closer in history, stats are number one across the board for everything.
Like that's insane.
Like even better than Mariano Rivera, even better than like anyone you can think of, his stats are better than theirs in like 400 innings pitched.
Yeah, their pitching, like, their rotation is a fucking – it's just absurd. Like, yeah. I've never seen anything like it. They have five starting pitchers. Like, they could be number ones anywhere else in the league.
Yeah, and then at the same time, I don't understand why the Brewers would trade him. Because the Brewers are the number one team in their division. They are – and, like, you trade the closer, who literally is better than every other closer in the league – like, no matter what you are doing in the game at that point, if you put him in, you are going to get the win. Like, no matter what.
Yeah,
I just don't understand why the Brewers would trade him if they're looking for a World Series. And trading him for what they got, I don't think it was enough. Like, based on, like, how good he is and how many years they still have him under contract. Because he's only, like, 27.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good age
for
a pitcher.
It's a phenomenal age for a pitcher.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Like, I just don't understand the trade for the Brewers there, but for the Padres, it's ridiculous. Like, they didn't really have that guy on their team to come in and, like, really close games. Like, because they have pitchers who can go, like, 7-8 innings, but then you also have that, like, you don't really know about that relief pitcher who doesn't really come in that often, and he's going to be that guy that comes in and he's just like, okay, well, I mean, I only have an inning to go. Like, this guy made it 8 innings. I haven't really been, like, stretching that much because they're just all nasty. So now you have Josh Hader who can come in whenever and, like, just close out games for you. And it's just – it's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, if they don't make the playoffs make a run, that's a fucking shit show. That should be – the managing should be fired. They have Tatis, Soto, Machado, Bell, Cronenworth, and then that entire fucking – obviously, the pitching. So, yeah. I mean, they're nuts.
And then they got that Brandon Drury guy.
Depending on what they do in the next few years, they're a dynasty.
Yeah, no question. I mean, once Fernando Tatis comes back, whatever his fucking name is. Yeah, pretty much.
Biden.
But yeah, I mean, I do want to move on to the Sox. Like, today was so nuts for the Red Sox. Like, they traded for Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham sucks.
I like Pham.
Why?
I thought he was really good at the Reds. Like, he's the only decent
player.
He's hit
like 227 this year.
I thought he was good. I thought he was good for the Reds. And then Holmeser.
He's consistent.
He's not really consistent either. He got into a fight with Jock Peterson because Jock Peterson said that their team was trash, and he punched him in the face.
Mm. I love that. That's intensity.
Team guy right there.
That's intensity, dude. That's fucking awesome.
Love that guy on my team.
Yeah, give me him on my team.
They were in the same fantasy football league together, and he made a joke at him.
Now they won't.
Punch him in the face. Like, what is that?
That sounds like Kagan.
Dude, it sounds like you were shitting on Will Smith and slapping Chris Rock in the face for making a joke, and now you're like fucking, oh, Tommy Pham, I love that dude.
I was never shitting on Will Smith for snapping in the face. I thought that
guy did freak out, bro.
I didn't just say that Will Smith.
Why, dude?
Did you guys know what happened to him?
No, apparently he got arrested in 2020.
If the Red Sox think that they're going to get by with the catchers that they have,
Vasquez was not good.
What are you doing? Have you watched baseball?
He was okay.
Vasquez could have gone to the All-Star game.
If you say Vasquez isn't good.
He was okay. Like, this year, overall, like, he was mediocre.
No, he's not, Joe. Do you have any idea what you're talking about? He's one of the best defensive catchers in the league. He's one of the best offensive catchers in the league. He gets above, like, 270 every single season as a catcher, which is, like, unheard of. He has power, and he hits above, like, 15 home runs a season, which is unheard of.
I don't know, fantasy, and he just did not do well.
As a catcher, too, is above that.
Joe, it's because it's a catcher, and, like, they don't play every single day. That's why you probably think he sucks, is because, like, you look at a game, and he has 0 points because he didn't play.
It's true. I don't think he's a good. I think...
Joe, you just don't know baseball. What two players... That's why you're shitting on him, because you have no idea.
What players did they get from him again?
For Vasquez?
Luis McGuire.
Yeah, yeah.
Valdez?
So Reese McGuire got arrested for masturbating in public.
Oh, I heard about that, actually.
No.
I did hear about that.
Wow.
That's fucked.
I can't believe that.
I did actually hear about that.
Jesus Christ. I'm, like, in shock right
now. Yeah, but is he good? But is he a good player?
No, he hits 212.
That's terrible.
Dude, he's fucking trash.
And Reese McGuire,
Jake Diekman form.
That's
like
the guy
a solid
I want
reliever
on my team,
for
dude.
Us.
Reese McGuire was a catcher at Houston, correct?
No, he's a catcher. He was a backup for the White Sox, but he used to catch for the Blue Jays.
Oh, okay. So he's a catcher. Question is, where is Tommy Pham going to play? Tommy Pham, is he going to play center?
I hope so. I hope they. I mean, no. I think he's going to play right. I think they're going to move Jackie to center. Keep Verdugo in left, and then put
what's his name, Duran back in the minors,
Cordero back in the minors, yeah. Fucking both of them. I like the Hosmer thing, but I didn't
like Hosmer.
Give up Jay Groom for him. That was fucking dumb as fuck.
Dude, I looked up Jay Groom's stats because I'm not gonna lie,
I didn't know him either. Him. Yeah, I didn't know him either until I looked at him.
I'm looking at his stats though, dude, not that good. Not that impressed.
I'm
19
years ago in like the first round.
Well, he's 23 years old, and compared to the 23 year old that we got from Houston, who I don't believe is a pitcher. I think he's just a position player.
McGuire coming on prepared. I like this.
I know.
I like this.
I was checking the stats before I got on here, dude. I was busy. But
I like this.
But
wait, Valdez.
Never mind. Like, take everything. Just sit back.
Yeah, I think
McGuire. You're
talking
about that Emmanuel Valdez guy, like the infielder.
Yes, dude. His stats are way better
than
Groom's. Like
this year.
I know he's killing it, dude. He's going yabo.
Nasty. Nasty.
What?
He's insane.
He's going what?
Higgins. You've never heard that? That was a saying
he's
of my high
going
school.
He's going yabo.
Like I guess
oh,
not,
no.
dude.
I never
well,
heard
I sound like
my entire
nutcase.
Life. Yeah, he's going
Higgins,
yabo.
What's his name? what? <or something?
laughs> He's going
no,
yabo.
No, it's like Yomer Sanchez. Where is Higgins?
he got applauses again. Dude, his fucking connection is a nightmare.
His phone is gone.
Oh, yeah,
there
yeah,
he
no.
is. Higgins, what is this guy's name?
Who, Willier Abreu? Is that who you're talking about, or Emmanuel Valdez?
Abreu, yes. Weiler Abreu.
Yeah.
Willier?
He wasn't. He's, I don't think he's a guy that's ever gonna like really come up or do anything.
No, nah, he won't. He won't. Yeah, he probably won't see the field.
He was. I think he was really just a piece that we got.
But I like him more than Jay Groom.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't. I don't like Willie Abreu more than Jay Groom. Jay Groom's like one of those guys that like you know he has the power. You know he's done stuff. Like he's had a bad season this year.
Well, if he was a first round pick a couple years ago and he's only 23, like he could have been good for us.
No, yeah, he was definitely gonna be good for us.
Yeah,
he's a corner infielder, and if we got rid of Devers, we would have had perfect for him to come up in like 2 years.
Yeah.
But now we don't.
I guess now we don't. That does make sense.
It makes sense because who knows what we're gonna do with Devers.
Yeah, but
we're not going to sign back Devers. Devers is going to want what Juan Soto wanted.
Yeah, Devers is going to walk, and so is Bogarts.
No, we. Yeah. If we told Bogarts that we signed him back and we don't that we weren't going to trade him at the deadline and we don't re-sign him, that is an absolute L in Heim Bloom's.
Heim Bloom is a fucking idiot, dude. I don't know what he thinks he was doing today. But the Red Sox are 13 games back in our own division. We're 2 games behind the Orioles for like the first time probably in like 10 years.
And now isn't fucking JD already pissed off too? Like we were going to trade him and now we didn't trade him. So now like he's already probably not happy.
No, I don't think that had anything to do with it. This is his last year on his contract. Like, I don't think
so many fucking people to resign. How are they going to afford those 3 top guys? Like,
well, JD is like 34. I don't see him really asking for that much money when he goes to the free agent market. I think he's really going to try and just stay with Boston. He's been with 4 teams already in his career. I think at this point, he's not really trying to change much scenery unless he was forced to.
He's found a home.
It's like he has a place at DH for the Sox. He doesn't need to like go anywhere. He doesn't need to like play the field at all. Like he's comfortable with the Sox. I think he has a good relationship with everyone there that is gonna stay. I don't really see him trying to move or really ask for like much more money than what the Red Sox will offer him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they should offer him money. He's like an average like 300 hitter with like 30 home runs. Even though he's like down this year, he's still like every single year of his career he just hits 300 and hits like 30 bombs.
I think his power has been steadily reclining. What is it?
Declining?
Declining, yeah. Wow, that was bad. Jesus. I don't know what to say. I think I just had a stroke. But, no, his power has been steadily declining, but he's still hitting, like, crazy numbers. Like, he's not hitting the home runs that he used to. I mean, he's on pace for, what, like, 13 this year? 13 and a half, maybe? It's bad. But he's – where he lacks there, he's making up for in like base hits, and he's still driving in runs and doing the little things. He's a leadership guy in the clubhouse. He is exactly what you want from a 34-year-old veteran. You know,
yeah.
I can't see you asking much more from JD Martinez. With
no,
his
you
age
really
and,
can't.
And everything, so
you really can't, and that's why I just think it's surprising they didn't make more moves than what they did. I don't even really understand it. Like, they're not making a push this year.
Yeah,
they didn't make
say,
the moves
like...
to make a push this year. And if make a push for like a big like a pitcher or like a big bat that's more than like Tommy Pham, I just don't see like what they're.
I do like the Eric Hosmer move. I think they needed a first baseman and they got one.
Well, I mean, Hosmer is like 30 hit anymore.
Field. I think Heim kind of he did.
It was mostly because we were getting.
And
what are you saying?
Heim did something. He saw where we needed help, and he got players for those positions. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I think the way he's looking at it right now is this team. Well. Before the trade deadline, the team was they had the best run in, what was it, June? Like, out of any Red Sox team ever. Or it was just insane. And then they basically just fell off the wagon. Went from really in contention. I think their playoff percentage was like 80% at that point, end of June. And now it's like 20%.
Yeah.
But these new faces maybe create a spark in this lineup, it could turn things around. At least get you also in the wild card game or more in wild card talk. You know?
But at the same time, our youngest pitcher is Nick Pivetta, and he's like 29. And then we got fucking Rich Hill. We got Nate Eovaldi. Like, fucking, our pitchers are so old. That's why our team is doing bad so late in the season, is because all of our pitchers are fucking, like, throwing their arms out. Like, they can't withstand the whole season because we're not finding guys that are young enough. And the only reason we got Hosmer today was because the Padres were like, just get him off our fucking team. We'll pay his entire contract if you take him. Which is basically what they did, so we don't have to pay anything to Hosmer this year or next year.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. We got rid of, I mean, it's just a minor league contract, but, I mean, at least we got, like, a player for free, basically. That's pretty sick. Good move, Heim, there, plus one.
Yeah.
But, were there better moves out there? Yeah, I think so. But, I mean,
They needed a pitcher. They needed to move somebody.
Exactly. They do need pitching.
If you're moving Christian Vasquez, who's been the staple catcher for your team for, like, years, and you don't go for a good, like, actual, like, reliable catcher that's been in the league for a while who, like, pitchers actually like throwing to, and you go after Reese McGuire, I don't understand that. Why even trade Vasquez? That's what doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make any sense why they trade Vasquez, especially to the Astros.
Did you see Vasquez after he got traded? He asked Alex Cora, he was like, can I go out for batting practice one last time as a member of the Red Sox? Dude, mm-hmm. I read that headline. Yeah, I think it's a real headline.
Did he say yes?
I didn't have
a... Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because it was like rumored that he was like out taking batting practice and then the trade came in. But he must have heard of the trade. Asked Cora. Yeah, dude, drafted in, like, 2008. I did not realize that. He was with the Red Sox for, like, 15 years.
That's fucked.
Yeah, he's been with the team. I called up
on the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's been with the team his entire career. Like, came up in 2014, won a World Series with us, caught that game for Eovaldi. Like it's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand why they would trade him away. And at the same time, JD Martinez came out and said, I don't know why they would trade Vasquez, because they literally invited him in to our, like, what was it? Like, their meeting before the series with Houston, and they were talking about how they were going to hit against the Astros.
Well, I was probably coaching. I didn't know that he was going to get traded.
But
yeah,
but
I
if
think
you,
that's separate.
I think it's just, like, weird that, like, you trade your starting catcher who's been on the team for this long, who basically knows every single thing about the Red Sox. If you're a catcher, you have to know basically every single thing going on with everything. Like, you know,
he's
going to
be a free agent, right?
I don't think so.
Christian Vasquez, free agent? I could have swore he was, because that's why him, JD, and him and JD were on the trade market. Like, they were having those talks.
I never even saw Vasquez on the trade market until he got traded. That was surprising. He is a free agent.
95%.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Sure.
That was
So now we got something for him, at least in Reese McGuire.
Not a very good thing. So he's so bad.
This starting pitching is going to see a. After that move, because Vasquez behind the plate, he was Sale's catcher. He was, who else? I think
he was
caught for like
catcher, because 70, all the catcher we had was Plouek.
Yeah, it was like 4 to 5 starting pitchers. Yeah, and I don't trust Plouek.
Lucky blows.
That guy can't throw out someone at first, dude.
He blows.
He's a great guy. His arm is not there.
We also have Connor Wong, who's hitting like 112 this year.
He's like Sandy Leon all over again. If Sandy Leon could win games on the plate.
Dude, I think that was the worst move they made. Like, he has a relationship with all of our pitchers already. You trade him to a team that we could face in the playoffs if we even make it. and he knows all of our signs, knows everything. And for a team like the Astros, who have already been known to cheat and do a lot of shady stuff, I don't know. I think it's just weird that they would trade him to the Astros of all teams.
Oh, that was years ago. It's not going to happen again. Not from them.
They're not going to cheat again.
No. Well, I mean, they might, like, minutely, I guess, but I don't know if I even use that word correctly.
I don't even know if it's cheating. It's if you get a player from another team, they can basically tell you whatever.
Well, yeah, no, now, like, he knows, like, our sign, but I don't think they're gonna cheat again just because they're the Houston Astros.
Well, no, the amount of backlash it's not cheating that they ask Vasquez what our signs are for all the pitchers, and then they know.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure they know most of the, like, obviously when it's not the coded signs, like they're using PitchCom and all this stuff at this point. It's like, if you don't have an idea of what's coming in or during an 0-2 count, then you shouldn't even be in the major league.
I know, but at the same point, you're trading a pitcher to, like, the biggest rival you have in the American League, and you're giving them that much of an advantage over you. You're giving them a catcher who is one of the best offensive catchers in the American League right now.
I didn't even consider any team a rival just because the Red Sox are so bad right now. Is that bad?
I mean, last year they were a rival, and like every single year before, like probably like 2 weeks ago, you were probably like, yeah, they're a rival.
Yeah, of course. But is it also bad that.
What'd you say, Joe?
I said they obviously have rivals. They're still a rival.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you, Higgy.
It just doesn't make any sense. And I mean, Tommy Pham's good. He's going to have a lot of power. Hopefully, Hosmer, his left, like being a lefty, that's going to help a lot. But
Hosmer's going to come in and provide value like quick. Like they could win some games and make it interesting, like for them to make a run. But like obviously, they have a lot of work to do. Like the season's not over yet.
His defense is good at first base. Like that's going to help. Dahlbeck and I don't even know who else do we have at first base? Like Cordero. Sometimes neither of them could play.
Yeah, Franchi, whatever his name is.
Yeah, neither of them could play first base. And Tommy Pham, like, even though he can't hit, he's still a solid outfielder. Put him at right field. Pretty short over there. Hopefully he can do something.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It gets the Ram out of there. Yeah, it gets the Ram out of there.
Yeah.
But I do want to move on for our last subject of the day. A little NBA topic. Yes, NBA, even though it's the offseason. Celtics, Higgs, or Matt, start us off, either one of you two, with the offseason signings. A little bit of insight on your
I like Danilo Gallinari.
Higgs, you start.
Have you seen
Gallinari was a great pickup.
He posted a video the other day of him
He's a little old though, isn't he, Higgy?
What, isn't he? He's like 29.
I think he's older than that.
He's not that old,
but he's a little old. He's getting there.
Yeah, but he's
– I do like him. I like the Brogdon signing a lot, too.
Yeah, I like the Brogdon signing, too.
And they got rid of what's his name, Tice again.
But he's like – what, Gallinari is like a 60% three-point shooter?
Yeah, he's
nasty. And he posted a video the other day of him literally just sprinting to different corners of the three-point line and just, like, get a pass to him. And within, like, 2 seconds, he'd get it off and just drain it. And he made
Gallinari.
He made, like, 10 in a row, dude. It's nasty. I think he's going to do really good.
He's going to be okay.
I keep seeing kind of maybe moving on from that. I saw some stuff today about a lot of people talking about how they should just end up trading Jason Tatum for Kevin Durant instead of trying to get rid of Brown and Smart.
Yeah, Tatum is a very big question mark. Tatum will be like wicked good one game and then will suck. You don't like that, Maddie?
Not at all, dude. I'm in the playoffs, dude. He had like 3 bad games on the entire run they had. I mean, yeah, it didn't end how they wanted, but and a big part because of him during that last game, he did not play well. That last season, he didn't seem like himself. I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying he's bad,
but he No, obviously not. No. I don't think you are. But like, there's people out there that genuinely think Jason Tatum's the problem, and it just blows my mind.
He's not the problem.
He's like such a young. He's still so young, dude.
Yeah, I don't understand
running
that.
An entire NBA team, basically. It's insane. How can you say that this kid, he's like 23 years old, like basically coaching the Celtics team when they're out there, just is the problem. It makes no sense.
It does not make any sense. I do think that a lot of people had issues with the Brown and Tatum connection up to this season. Nobody trusted it. Nobody thought there was a good chemistry there. I heard a lot of issues. Like, people were shitting on them. Like, I don't know. I think a lot of things changed this year now that they made the finals. But before they made the finals, I feel like even the beginning of this season, like, it was a shithole. Like they didn't play too well at the beginning of the season. And everyone was like, oh, I got to break them up. Got to start over. Got to, you know.
It's like
whatever. One of those but then they play like, unbelievable together, and it's all – it's fucking Boston fans.
It's one of those things where it's like, if they don't make – the finals, then they just suck. If they don't make the finals, we need to change everything about the team and just like basically like explode it and then like start all over again, because like apparently we can't wait another season for them to like just like, I don't even know, like work
together
up
a little bit.
It's like they're all so young, they're all just still working and getting better and better every single season, like working together better every single season. Is I don't like They're all nasty. They're both wicked good. I don't see like any problem with like either one of them. Like,
dude, Boston sports fans blow my mind. Like, we could have won this year, and they still would have said that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have like a connection issue.
Yeah, they would have been like, "Well, did you?" It would have been like, "Well, did you see that Jason Tatum didn't pass to Brown with like three minutes left in like game 7? What was that about?" Fucking, they still won. So what does that
dude,
mean?
It's insane.
Like,
yeah, it's nuts. No, it's a joke. But I do want to talk about a little bit before we end this podcast. Kevin Durant, where is he going to go? Celtics, or is he just going to – he might just stay put. I've heard a lot where he just might just, like, rescind his offer.
No,
his
I think he's
class.
Out. I think
yeah,
he's,
but at this point, like
– I think his relationship with Kyrie Irving is, like, done.
Maybe.
I think
everyone's relationship with Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie. Yeah. I mean, like, everyone likes everyone. Dude, whoever like goes and plays with Kyrie, they like him like as soon as you start off, but then like as the season goes on, it's like what the fuck.
Yeah, like
so he's as given you work, every single fan
issues
a reason not to like him.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Durant kept telling Kyrie that he was going to sign back and like all this stuff and how he wanted Kyrie to sign back with the Nets. So that they could be together. And then the day after Kyrie signs with the Nets, Kevin Durant comes out and is like, yeah, I want to be traded.
That is like, bizarre. That is a little off.
You can't go back after that. Like, Kyrie's not going to be happy with him in the same locker room. And Kevin Durant isn't going to like being in the same locker room with a team that he just told, yeah, I want out of here.
Yeah, I don't know.
You need to trade him for something. Like, it's going to be a lot. But it's like, I don't know. You kind of have to get rid of him at this point. I don't really know where he's going to go. I don't really know, like, where he could go, like, where the pieces are besides, like, the Celtics, where we have, like, so many young guys that can be traded back, like, for the future. Like maybe
yeah,
like
I don't know where he's
going.
Really I think. I was no, I thought that he did. I thought the Nets declined trading him to the Heat. I thought I saw something that.
I don't know if they would outright decline it. I mean,
I thought that the Nets like said like I will trade. I'm almost 100% positive that I saw that they would trade him to any other team but the Heat.
I doubt that.
I'm almost positive.
They offer
I saw
you Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, and like
they're not gonna
draft
do that.
Picks. Like, how
they're
do you
not
accept
that?
Bam's
like not gonna be traded.
No, I know, but like I doubt they said we're not trading.
They just don't want to give him the Heat. I mean, that makes sense. Like, if you just don't want to give him to the Heat, you just don't want to give him to the Heat. I guess just what.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a specific team that you just don't want to give him to, you know? Like, they don't want to play the Heat when they fucking – if they have the Kevin Durant. Like, it makes sense. I don't know. But I think that he'll end up – I honestly – my prediction is he ends up staying.
I don't see that.
I think it's possible, but I don't have a lot of confidence.
I see it ends up staying, and then if anything, he'll go back to the Warriors. That's my prediction. That's my hot take.
How is he going to go back to the Warriors?
That's my hot take. I think they trade him to the Warriors. That's my hot take. I don't know. I think they trade Draymond. They get him out of there. He wants way too much money.
No team is going to take Draymond Green.
Well, he wants way too much money. He's one of the players that they would trade. I'm not saying that obviously only him. I would say Draymond and Wiggins.
I don't think that's enough.
Four draft picks. Or Draymond, or maybe like Wiggins and Poole and three first rounds.
That's even worse.
Poole and Wiggins went off this year.
Yeah, but fucking Draymond Green, and then you'd like, nah, let's throw Poole in to make it spicier.
Yeah, but Poole's good. Poole's an upcoming young guy.
Isn't Poole like 28?
No, he just got drafted like 2 years ago.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, he hit the fucking buzzer beater, dude, for Michigan.
Just because he hit a buzzer beater doesn't mean that he's like 2 years into the league.
I told you that he hit the buzzer beater for Michigan like 3 years ago.
I thought you just said, okay.
I was saying he hit the buzzer beater for Michigan. He's 23, Higgy. You don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
He hit the buzzer beater from Michigan in the March Madness 3 years ago. A crazy buzzer beater against Baylor. And now he's only 23. I was watching that game, actually.
Pool on them, dude.
I'm just saying he's a phenomenal player. It was unbelievable this year. They're going to give him a ton of money or they trade him. Like, he deserves a fuck ton of money. Him or Wiggins, both them two. Because like, they're both up and coming. Wiggins is old, obviously, but he had an unbelievable year.
Wiggins was nuts this year, dude.
They could trade those three and two first rounders for fucking Kevin Durant.
But why would you trade them to get a 36-year-old Kevin Durant?
He's still dominant.
No, 30.
Even though he's 33. Good, you get an extra 10 years
dude, of Wiggins he looks
and
like
Poole than you do with Kevin Durant. And both of them together are going to be nasty.
Okay, so Kevin Durant is 33. That is correct, Maddie. So you still have like 6 good years out of Kevin Durant.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
His legs are like...
I honestly, like, if I was an NFL team, I wouldn't want either Kevin Durant or Kyrie because they go to a team for 2 years and they say, fuck you. Like it's a constant theme.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want either of them because they're both crybabies and they both won't stay at a team longer than 2 years.
I mean, at the same time, it's not really their fault that the Nets were like, you know what? Let's get rid of James Harden and bring in Ben Simmons.
Well, James Harden wanted to leave. That's not really their fault.
I know, but you could have got something better to put around a fucking Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving than Ben Simmons.
Well, you got Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, and 3 draft picks. I mean, you can't really do much other than that.
Seth Curry.
I don't know. I mean,
I love the take where Seth Curry.
What did you say?
Higgins goes, Seth Curry.
Dude, facts, though.
Higgins, you've said that about, like, every single person in the league. I swear to God. Just
dude, it's facts. Dude, Steph Curry. Like, I mean, dude, Steph Curry, like, game 5, dude. Dude, he didn't even hit a 3. How do you win MVP after going, like, 0 for an entire finals game? How do you win MVP after that? No matter what you do in the other games, if you go 0 for in a game, you should never get MVP again.
Wow. I want to end this podcast off with one last topic, MVP candidates. I have a hot take. I'm not going to start off. You guys go first. Hey, Gee, you start for NBA this coming year.
Defensive player of the year is going to be Marcus Smart.
I'm not asking that question. Not the question.
Ooh, 2-time.
Let's see. I don't even know, dude. I like Luka again, dude. Luka's just nasty.
All right, Maddie.
I think Giannis is going to have a step back season this year. I think the whole Bucks are going to have a step back season this year.
Here's who I have. I have Karl Anthony Towns as my MVP.
What year is it?
It's my pick.
pick.
That's my pick.
What year is it, Joe?
It's 2022. That's my it's what year it is. I have Cat. That's who I have.
That's wait, my pick. He's actually sitting at like MVP odds, dude. He's plus 5,000, but
that's my pick. Man. I mean, that's my pick. They got to do something. They're a good team.
Plus 5,000, dude. Rudy Gobert is plus 7,000.
Dude, right now,
Karl-Anthony Towns is my pick. I like the LaMelo Ball pick. Maddie, who's your pick?
Devin Booker. Oh. Did it not come through earlier?
Yeah, Devin Booker.
No, didn't come, that's I hate that pick.
Dude, why? No.
Booker.
I hate that pick. That pick sucks. That pick's terrible. Booker.
That's even worse than Joe's Karl-Anthony Towns pick.
That pick sucks.
Dude, Suns were nasty this year. They just couldn't get us in the playoffs.
Talking about. That pick blows.
Ah, you blow. Get out of here.
I just hate. I fucking hate Booker, dude. Booker's asshole. I used to like him, but he's a prick. He's a prick. Dude.
The Suns just need to like just dismantle their team.
Is Aiden? Did Aiden? No, Aiden stayed, right? They signed Aiden again.
Isn't Aiden on the Knicks?
No. Because you know what it was? The Pacers offered him like a massive contract, but then the Suns had the opportunity to match it, and the Suns did match it, so he's still on the team.
Oh,
that's exactly what happened. I'm not even a basketball guy, but I know that. He's smart.
If we're calling Devin Booker a prick. Can we talk about how Kevin Durant looks like a freaking toothpick?
He looks like dude. I was just saying that earlier, dude. His legs can't last another 6 years.
Statue in art class, you would like model your pictures after that looked like a person, but it was like clearly not like the ideal person. You know what I'm talking about? That wooden figure that you could like move the arms and everything, dude. He looks like one of those. It'd be like 100%.
No, it was like when you would draw like girls like in like elementary school and they'd have like the triangle like body, but then like just the line legs. Like that's him.
that take.
What are you talking about, dude?
That's my thing. I mean,
his legs are literally the size of my pinky, dude. His legs aren't gonna last another 6 seasons.
All right.
Toothpick legs, but that take.
What are you talking about?
All right.
You're on Mars right now. I did not understand what you said.
Dude, Joe is on Mars right now saying that Christian Vasquez is one of the worst catchers in the league.
All right. Good podcast, Towns. Boys. We're ending this podcast.
Call Anthony right Towns now. MVP this year.
It's way better than Higgy. You even have a pick? Who's your pick?
I said Luka Doncic, Joe. And then you said, oh, dude, I got a good pick, though.
I said I had a hot take.
I don't think you said that.
Oh my god! Guess what? Guess what, Higgy? We have the fucking film.
That's why I just said rewind the tape. That's what, like, literally why I said it, because we actually have the tape, Joji.
I'm telling you, that's what I said. I said hot take. I never said a good pick.
Rewind it.
All right, I'm ending this. Great podcast. I do like this podcast. Good podcast. We will be on in a couple days. We'll be talking about a lot of other fucking NFL topics. I want to do a fantasy football preview. Soon, so that should be the next one. I want to do that one, as well as maybe a betting one too. I've been asking a couple of guys at work, were like, let's get you guys do a betting podcast.
I want to do just a betting straight podcast, but
just straight betting.
I'd be down.
All right, so we have a couple options to get some people on. But yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in. We will talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.
Right, see you guys.
See ya.
Peace.